Welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9, where we like to talk about things you might not have thought about the rest of the week, or some things that you might like to not ordinarily talk about on a daily basis. We've actually talked with NAMI before, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Elger and Marquette, and we have talked about the value that they give to help giving support to people who are living with or friends and family living with those with mental illness. Because without support, some of the things just fall apart. There's a support group that gathers this coming Monday, April 9th, 7 p.m. at the Berga Place Conference Room. That's at 129 Berga Avenue. And what I've done is I've actually got I have the president on. Hello, Ms. President. What is your name?
This is Cindy Bertuzzi.
Cindy Bertuzzi, and this is not our first interview together. We've actually talked in extensively in the past.
Yes, we have.
And I will be linking to those, which will give more details about what you guys do, how you have educational meetings, how the variety of reasons you have various meetings throughout the month. But let's just talk quickly about this, your regular support meeting that is happening this coming Monday. What is that about, and who could benefit from that?
Okay, our support groups are actually the second Monday of every month and the third Thursday of every month. And as you said, the 129 West Berga Avenue from 7 to 9. Our support groups are open to someone with mental illness or family, friends, someone of someone that has mental illness. So it's open to both. And it's just a place to be when you need to either listen to what other people are going through, and maybe that's exactly what you're going through, or just to share if you want. Everything is confidential. Nothing leaves the room. And we always tell people, if you come to it and it's your first time, or even if it's not your first time, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk. You can just listen to everybody else. But it's just a safe place to be, and you're with people that understand what you're going through. So that's a really good comfort to people to know that, who's ever sitting in that room knows what you're talking about.
How long is has NAMI been active here in Marquette, Elger County?
I'm probably going to get myself in trouble here, but I believe it was in the 80s they started it. A husband and wife started it because they had a son that had a mental illness, so someone in their family, and then they just started the support group and became an affiliate of NAMI, as you said, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. They've been here since then. And, we try to keep it going as much as we can.
You actually answered my next question was, What was the motivation behind establishing such a group in Marquette? Obviously, support groups are there because there's a lot of difficulty sometimes when you feel alone dealing with a problem, and support groups grow up because of that. But at the same time, there's always a personal motivation for it to happen locally. And you actually answered the question of who and what happened there. Now, are there other regular meetings that are upcoming, things that people should know about we can cover real quickly? Because I might not get to interview you again during April, but maybe you could bring up other April events or even early May.
Okay. Like I said, there's the support group Monday night, and then the following Thursday, I believe, is the third Thursday of the month, is another support group. And the last Monday of the month except for May, but the last Monday in the month, we will have an educational meeting at the same place, and actually Judge Cheryl Hill will be coming to speak and just speaking about different, different things that she, does or happens to run into, in her everyday business life. So we think it's going to be a really good one, and I always tell people if you need to get more information, you can call me, which is 906-360-7107, or you can check our website, which is namiam.org. But like I said, my phone is available anytime somebody wants to call me, text me, whatever. I'm here to answer their questions.
And I can testify that she actually answers at that phone number, because that's how I got a hold of her today. And she answered the phone. Too often, I have to leave a voicemail. She actually answered. I'm not saying that she would never have a voicemail, but she answered and very responsive.
I answered. Yep. And I'm actually in Minneapolis at my son and daughter-in-law's house with our new little grandson. So you know, yeah, sometimes I don't answer the phone, but no, I usually do.
She's very responsive. I can attest to this from the previous interview that she responded very quickly. So I think that this, I think that having some place to go, some person to call, some to learn more information is vital. If you had to give any final message, because we're keeping this short, as I promised, what would you give to the listeners for those people who might be hesitant to maybe go to a support group, might think that there's a stigma? There's stigma when you're talking about mental illness, and one of the things that you were trying to achieve in the previous year was try to show just how common it is, that it's a medical condition. The stigma that was associated with it was unfounded. But is there, do people feel like if they ask for help, there's just a stigma of any kind of support group? Have there been a stigma with that?
I'm not sure with any other, but especially with when you're dealing with mental illness, for some reason, some people, you know, don't want to talk about it, or they feel it's their fault and it's not their fault. I, for instance, have bipolar. You know, that it is what it is, and I deal with that. But it's not something to be ashamed of. It's a brain illness, and it's not any different than somebody that has heart condition or diabetes or anything. But some people, for some reason, you know, it makes them nervous. But that's what our support groups are for, is to help people understand that it's okay, you know, to talk about it. And you're in a room, as I said earlier, that you're very safe. It's a safe place. Everything is confidential. You know, it doesn't go anywhere, but you're in a place where other people are going through the same things. And it's just found to be very, very helpful.
And I really do want to thank you for coming on and telling people about this. Too often these announcements come through and people can't connect to it, can't understand what the value is. They just sort of, it goes in one ear and out the other. And I'm always happy when somebody comes on. And you're President Cindy Bertucci, yes. Correct?
Yes.
And so there's a name, there's a human being behind all of this, and we're so happy that you came on the 8th day just to give it more of a human touch of what the value of this is. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for doing this for us, too. It helps us out very much. Thank you.
Thank you. This is the 8th day on Sunny 101.9. We'll be right back.